Thank you very much. All righty, Christopher Floyd here. Sorry about that little delay. Had an issue going on with who actually was in control of the studio around this time. But all is well. All's well that ends well. And besides, I think my guest got locked in the studio. Is that what happened? What was going on with that? I'm like banging on the door. It's like, oh my God, they're going to die in there.
Oh, you were banging on it?
Yeah.
I heard it.
Oh, is it videotaped?
It's not videotaped. Go ahead, have a seat and get yourself set. And there we go. On the floor.
Okay.
I'll take that if it's empty.
It's not.
Oh, yeah, down there.
Okay, gotcha.
Alrighty. So yeah, we're gonna stream this. We are.
I need to post this right now.
We got that recording. Everything is going.
Stream. Should I say stream this?
Streaming. Yeah.
Stream.
And besides, just so you know, we're on already.
Woo! Woo!
There we go. Here with Geneviève Bellemare. There I go again. I swear I should have known. Geneviève Bellemare.
Bellemare, yeah.
Nice. And Connor O'Shea of Geneviève. Geneviève's band with the guitarist here. We're going to get settled. Like I said before, total apologies. Had a big old massive issue going on. But that's okay because I've got stuff for both of them. By the way, I am Christopher Floyd, your host, and you are listening to The Kitchen Sink on KLBC in Long Beach. That's what I want. Give me some of that. Give me some of that going on. All righty. Now, if you could you start out with the Hills?
Because we actually, this is the thing. That song, like, I'm happy to do it, and I will do my best to do it, but it is, I have to do it last, because it's...
Not a problem.
Because I lost my voice, it's just like, oh man, it was bad when I tried to do it the first time in there.
Well, no problem at all. Start with whatever you want to. What's on your, what's in that range that feels good and comfortable for you right now?
We usually start with Boots. That's usually kind of how we go. We like to start with that one.
Hit it up. Ladies all and right. Gentlemen, Geneviève Bellemare and Connor O'Shea on guitar.
Do I need headphones?
Sure. Let me get you some of these. Let me unravel these for you so you can actually hear what you sound like.
Do I go in here or in here?
You are in number three. This one right here.
Oh, perfect. That's actually better to have that distance. I don't want to be that close to you.
Besides three.
Hey.
Three is a magic number.
Three is a great number. Let's see.
I think three is the one.
My dragon ear cuff is kind of painful at this.
Oh my, yeah. I didn't see that. Oh yeah. Be careful with that.
Yeah, it'll wreck someone. Oh, by the way, no pressing, right?
No.
Okay.
No. Damn, you can say hell, anything that doesn't have the word God or some sort of deity before it.
So in my song Shenanigans, you make me feel like a crazy blank.
Go.
Okay, just pretend we don't know.
I'll edit it out later.
All right, I could say itch. Itchy.
Do the song. Ladies and gentlemen, Geneviève Bellemare and Connor O'Shea, take it away, live in studio.
I can't really.
Oh, that's because you're not plugged in.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
This is my fault. That's why you can't hear anything.
This is my fault. Oh, that's perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, have at it.
I'm going
We had the fire. We had the fire. I feel the roar, I feel the door coming on. We had the fire. We had the fire. Like on my bullets and my bike. And I know I'll go back soon. Go back soon. My head is down and I'm feeling around. You got me in a mid-game place in my three. And I'm losing time with the speed and sound. You got me in a mid-game place in my three. You got me.
Thank you. That's how you work into a show.
Yeah,
oh, my
so.
God. You know, for somebody whose voice is crap, man, you're just like pegging that thing. Nice job.
Oh, thank you. I had a couple ones that were interesting.
I'm going to bring you closer to
sorry,
this.
Sorry, I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. Not too much. Now, it seems like we've got a Pacific Northwest trio going on here.
Yeah.
Because, Connor, you are from...
Corvallis, Oregon.
Corvallis, home of the Beavers.
Yeah.
All right. Bow down to Washington.
Yeah.
Miss Belmar, you are from the Great Pacific Northwest as well.
Yeah, I was born in B.C., Vancouver, B.C., and then I moved to Oregon when I was 11 and moved to McMinnville, Oregon. And then I lived like six and a half years in Corvallis as well.
Another Beaver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Well, we moved here together.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. And both been here for, I think for you, at least over a decade, right?
And
here in L.A.?
No, you
just moved down here
How
recently.
How old do you think I am?
On advice of my counsel, I refuse to answer that question on the bounds that you might hurt me.
I just turned 24.
Just turned 24?
Yeah, so I moved to L.A. just 3.5 years ago.
Oh, okay, okay.
3.5? It's been 3.5.
Judging from that quizzical look on Connor's
face,
I'm not sure he knows exactly what
October,
it was either.
October, it will be four.
Almost 4 years.
Yeah, so in October.
Wait, when did you move down in October?
We moved down in October 3 years ago.
As the date, just out of sheer curiosity.
Oh, almost your birthday, almost. October 13th, almost.
Yeah.
Okay. I loaded up the truck and moved to Los Feliz October 17th. So I was just curious.
Wow.
Just,
how many years ago?
Oh, that gray matter is hurting, man.
Oh, man.
2002.
Okay, so we did not cross paths.
No. Now, that was, the name of that song was?
Boots and Back.
And that is off the new album, the relatively new album, the September release of Melancholy Fever.
Yeah, correct.
And tell me about the song.
That song was actually the first song that I ever recorded in L.A. I came for a trip. I got flown out here, and they kind of just, this is before I kind of got on with Universal and stuff, but they like brought me out here to kind of do like a, I don't know, like not like a test trial, but just to see how like I kind of worked with producers and how I wrote and stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
And I came here and I worked with a producer called Tony Berg, and I went to his studio and I had this song and I had like maybe... you know, half of it or something, or I definitely had the mama part and like a couple of the verses, but I wasn't really sure what to do with it. And even Connor and I had like messed around with it with his acoustic guitar before. And I really liked it, but I had no idea what to do with it. I was just so confused about it. So when when I came to LA, you know, Tony and I were kind of trying to like, freestyle write and stuff, and like things like weren't really like, nothing was really like sticking. So I thought like, hey, I have this song, like, you know, maybe we could do something with it. So I sang this song to it, just a small like section of it. And the next day I came back, because my trip was only like, I think a week. The next day I came back, and him and the engineer that was there at the time, Sean
Everett?
Everett, yeah, and he's amazing. He and him like kind of just added all of these like, I told them I was like picturing something like really kind of like dirty, honestly, like that's what I wanted, was like dirty and kind of like just schleppy and like, you know, I don't know if that's a real word. It sounds
sure
like
it,
schleppy. So yeah, so they just put this together, and the drum track, and I came in, and it was like, it was literally just like, I could not explain or like articulate better to anybody that like, that's exactly what I wanted. Like it was exactly.
So a good working experience with Tony Bird.
Yeah, it was amazing.
I'm going to ask you about these producers in just a moment. We're a little bit off schedule here.
Sorry, I talk a lot.
No. Trust me, it wasn't you. Like I said, just the award for best drama goes to KLVC. So excuse us for just a moment. We're going to be right back. We're going to take a quick commercial break.
Easy to get it all, big and small, at Target.com.
IHOP has always been a place for delicious breakfast, pancakes, waffles, eggs, bacon, and more. Now IHOP restaurants are featuring fruit and streusel grapes, including strawberry and rhubarb, sweet peach, and berry. And more berries, it's great. It's a one-of-a-kind crepe. You can only find it at your local IHOP. Get them while you can. Get them while they're hot. Now with four more convenient locations in Long Beach at Lakewood at 1101 East Pacific Coast Highway, 2050 North Bellflower Boulevard, 700 East 45th Street, all in Long Beach, and 5316 Lakewood Boulevard in Lakewood. Come join us.
Get ready for an adventure on the high seas. Pirate's Dinner Adventure in Buena Park is the only interactive swashbuckling dining experience in Southern California. Take part in the brand new show, Rise of the Sea Dragon. Will anyone survive when the fearsome sea dragon rises above the ship deck to defend his treasure? Find out during a night packed with action, stunts, aerial artistry, and fun. Make your reservations today. Call 714-690-1497 or go to piratesdinneradventure.com.
Christopher Floyd back with you on the Kitchen Sink. You are listening to College Radio, truly underground radio on KLBC. Let me bring up, that might be Connor's guitar over there, and this might be this young lady sitting next to me who I think just realized, yes, we are streaming everywhere.
Can I give a shout out?
Yeah. Let's start with, let's get Connor, since he's way over there in the corner. Let him know where you are. And right next to over here, we have Miss Genevieve Belmar.
Judah! I love you, Fawn. That's what I wanted to do.
No problem at all. I want to thank Darren, who is out there somewhere.
He's working for me, actually.
Is he what?
He's covering my shift for me.
Is he? Oh, good.
Thank you, Darren. Thank you.
I wasn't sure. I thought wasn't sure we were going to have two people or four people, but hey, I guess it all works out in the end. I need a song from you, and I'm going to let you decide which one it is. So what do you feel comfortable? I don't want you to hurt this thing. I'm going to wait and let you trash it at the end.
Well, it depends how many songs.
Oh, yeah, we've got pretty much all of that 27 minutes left. So
okay, so I'd say, do you want to do
Shenanigans? Okay. Yeah.
You want to do Shenanigans next?
Yeah.
All right, we can do that.
Yeah. But I want the uncut version of Shenanigans.
All right. Oh, I'll do it.
do it till you're satisfied, whatever it is. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Kitchen Sink. You're listening to College Radio, truly underground radio on KLBC.org. Mr. Connor O'Shea and Ms. Genevieve Belmar with Shenanigans.
You can stand up.
It's just hard for me to sometimes sit and sing.
Oh, that's okay. I understand. Yeah. Now, the only problem with this is that it's a real pain in the butt, and it will come right back down. So that is probably completely useless right there.
Oh, no.
Okay, don't do that.
Oh, okay. Don't touch it.
Yeah, because that's exactly what's going to happen.
Okay. It can hear me, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. You've got great levels, and this is Shenanigans. Fire away.
Your eyes took me to paradise, but then you stepped aside, expecting me to fight for a beginning of what this could have been. A love escape for thieves. You still.
Well, there you go. Talk about shenanigans. Boy, talk about an appropriate song for the day. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Genevieve Belmar and Connor O'Shea on guitar with Shenanigans. Now, that is the quote-unquote single, one of the singles, the first single.
Second single
mm-hmm. off of Melancholy Fever. What was the first single?
The first single was off of a four-track EP, Live and Die.
Live and Die, yes.
But then those four tracks are on Melancholy Fever.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Now, because I want to ask you about that. I was trying to find, I have to admit, I'm late to the hills. I had not heard that until, like, seriously, 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
I went and I listened to it. I can't find information on it anyway.
No, yeah, it was just something I released, and, like, we did, like, a little video for it.
Right.
But we couldn't put it on the album because of, like, I think copyright purposes and stuff like that.
Get the blank out of here.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Because, so, yeah, I love that. I that's one of my favorites, so.
Yeah, no, I that's sort of where I'm going. And so you go from recording The Hills to the EP.
Yes, well, we recorded The Hills in Oregon. That was something we did in Oregon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, very nice, very nice. I'm gonna have to be real nice to Oregon from here on out. if you're up in Oregon way, please stop by Voodoo Donuts over in Portland, and of course the Montage off of Mission.
Oh yeah, I've heard of Montage.
There's some fat
styrofoam
yes.
Aluminum foil.
Yep.
That's all the only reason why I want to go.
Oh.
And crocodile or something.
They got alligator. Yeah. Oh, that food is just tremendous. Yeah. I mean, the hours suck because I can never. Every time I go through there, it's like, well, closed.
Yeah.
So now I gotta wait 3 hours for them to open up. But yeah,
great down food. The street.
Are you serious? Oh, from what?
Down the mission? No, down the street of blinds. It is crazy.
Voodoo 2 is a little better sometimes. The second shop
they're gonna open one up down here.
Are they?
Yeah. I will never ever sleep out for a phone.
Oh, no.
I will never sleep out for a PlayStation. But I want that Voodoo donut. Yeah. I will get there early.
Maple bacon.
I like the maple bacon. Well, there's actually the Voodoo donut with the thing in its heart, like it's
been killed, right?
Yeah, that's the one I want.
Yeah.
That's the one I want.
Going hard.
Man, talk about distracted. Go straight from, let's see, The Hills, The Sound of Music, to Voodoo Donuts and Mission. So I want to know what that recording process is like. You've done The Hills, and then who did you record the EP with?
The EP,
as far as producers.
Oh, well, that's the same. So that EP is just from the album. So it was like I recorded the album and then we took four as like a preview.
That's what I was wondering. That's where I was going. Because I was looking at that. It's like 50 days later, all of a sudden there's like 11 tracks. I mean, wow. Talk about blowing that out.
Yeah, no, it was just to be like kind of like a preview and to like make a video for Live and Die and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that makes much more sense.
Yeah.
Because that was some serious studio time that was going to have to take place there.
No, yeah.
We're going to crank out some more songs. What do you want to do?
We could do Next One. Or do you want to do Don't Make Me Over? Which one would you?
Don't Make Me Over.
Okay.
Don't Make Me Over. You know what? Before you get into... shut up, Chris. This is Don't Make Me Over. Genevieve Belmar and Connor O'Shea. I freaking love this song. Why the people at Verve didn't make this the single, I'll never know, but it better be number 3. I'm shutting up now. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to The Kitchen Sink. I am Christopher Floyd, your host. This is Genevieve Belmar and Connor O'Shea. Take it away.
Don't make me over. Now that you know how I adore you, don't make me over. Now that I'll do anything for you, don't pick on the things I say, the things I do. Just love me for my faults, that way that I love you. I'm begging you, don't make me over. Now that I can't make it without you, don't make me over. I wouldn't change one thing about you. Just take
me inside your arms and hold me tight and always be by my side. If I am right, I'm begging you, don't make me over. Don't make me over. Now that you've got me, you're
looking for great Italian food at a price that won't break the family budget? KOBC invites you to eat locally and support those who support your local college radio station, like Sorrento Italian Kitchen, located at 4102 Orange Avenue. At the northeast corner of Orange and Carson, Sorrento Italian Kitchen specializes in pizza, calzones, and fine Italian cuisine, with pastas starting at $8 and entrees beginning at $10. Give them a call at 562-424-0529, 562-424-0529 for delivery, dine-in, or takeout. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Sorrento Italian Kitchen, keeping us folks here at KLBC Radio a little bit fatter for a slice of heaven in the 90807.
Oh, my gosh.
Torrential.
Oh, my God.
I want to tell that Italian food. Is it good?
Oh, yeah. I can't get too many places that actually put garlic on pizza. So, they have this garlic basil. Man, don't get me talking food. Man, what is this? Man,
I'm sorry. I always talk about food.
We got 9 minutes, so let's crank this baby out. Let's do that. I know.
You want to hear,
Okay. So let's get our plugs in here. Let's just do this right now. If one wanted to get a hold of Genevieve Belmar, where would one go to do that online?
To get a hold of me?
Well, I mean, not to, you know, like stalk you or anything like that, but if one wanted to check out some musical stylings of Genevieve.
Like
a website.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I just didn't know if you meant like to email me or to just see my
music.
One
can do that through the website.
Yeah. So basically, it's genevievebelmar.com. You can go there. Facebook, same thing, Genevieve Belmar. There's a personal one, and then there's my music one. The music one has my album cover on it. Hair, you'll see hair flipping back.
Yes. What is that? What are you like?
I was on Mulholland Drive, and I was with my friend, and I said, you know, like, let's go take some pictures. She had a really nice camera, and I said, let's go, you know, do a photo shoot because they really needed me to take some pictures. And we went to Mulholland Drive, and I was like, I'm picturing for some reason my hair, like, kind of like head banging or something, like, you know, flipping. And I said, just see what this looks like. And I sat on the chair. That's like one of my favorite chairs. I got it from this thrift store. I sat on this chair and I It was so awkward trying to get my like body, like my legs over, and like there's cars driving by, it's freezing. I like had like a bra underneath on, and I was just like, okay, let's do this really quick. And so I just put my hair back, and she's like, that looks awful. And then like we did it like five more times, and we really didn't think that we had it at all. We didn't think that there was a good one. And she sent that picture to me, and I was like, oh my God, that is like what I am picturing exactly.
Which reminds me, that's a bit what was it, Mitchell Froom, who says you're a bit like that.
What?
You're just sort of you just take the bits and pieces of what you have and see if it works. You know, just record a lot, get it, and if it's there.
Yeah, totally. That's what we did. I mean I had like 30 songs, I think, like 30 songs that I did, and it was like, you know, some of them were just like, not duds, but some of them were just like, oh, I'm so sorry. Some of them were like, you know, they just weren't right for the album, but it was good to have options.
There was some pretty good gems that didn't end up on it, though.
Really?
Yeah, let's not get into it.
Uh-oh. Okay, so now I want to talk about this last song, because that is a Hal David Burt Bacharach song. Where on earth did this come from? I mean, is it just been something that's been stuck in the back of your heads, or
no?
It found you. Found it.
No, what happened was I was told that, you know, I had to do a cover, and you know, on the album. And to be honest with you, well, they were like, you have to, but it was like strongly suggested, this is something that's really important that you should do. And I didn't want to be really difficult.
Yeah.
But I personally am not. I don't enjoy covering songs very often, mainly just because I don't want to mess it up. You know what I mean? If it's a really good song, like, it's very nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
And so I'm not really a cover person, and I really didn't want to. And then, so I was like racking my brain for like, what song could I cover and all this stuff. And what happened was, this Tony Berg actually suggested to me, he said to me, you should cover Don't Make Me Over, Dionne Warwick.
Yep.
And I said to him, I have no idea what that is. And I didn't even know who Dionne Warwick was, but then when he said Walk On By, I was like, okay, now I know this. And he played Don't Make Me Over, and I looked at him and I said, no, like, absolutely not. Like,
not going to mess this up?
I'm like, yeah. No, I loved the song, but it was not my jam. Like, it was, like, it's beautiful. It's painful. The lyrics are, like, great, but it was, like, the whole melody, the crescendos, and it's big, and it's just, like, you know, it's kind of sweet. It was just, like, not really my style or, like, what I would gravitate towards ever. So I said to him, like, no, I don't want to do that. And I really also did not think that I was capable of singing that song.
Tell you what, that is easily, and I mean far and away, my favorite song on the album. It's not even close. And I dig several songs on that album.
Yeah.
This thing is just, it's just favorite song by far and away. We're going to run out of time here. The Hills?
Yeah, we'll do it.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to possibly close the show, or if the next guest doesn't show up, we'll see what happens. More drama right here. You are listening to Christopher Floyd on The Kitchen Sink with Jean-Vieth Belmar and Connor O'Shea. This is The Hills. Can I get you a drink of water, something like that?
Mm-mm.
Take it away.
The hills are alive with the sound of music.
Can you see the man? Can you see the man? you.
Through that just fine. No problem at all there. If you are looking to find out some information regarding Miss Bellemare, you can go to GenevieveBellemare.com. GeneviEve, B as in boy, ELLEMARE.com. Right?
Yeah.
GenevieveBellemare.com. It's the same thing on Facebook
and Instagram. It's the same thing on Instagram, just no space, and you'll see a cat.
No space,
you'll see a cat.
That's right. Instagram, by the way, I don't like your new logo.
What?
Oh, yeah.
What is this? What is the I don't know what that
oh,
is.
Oh, you mean Instagram? I think you meant mine. I was like, bro, what are you talking about, bro?
No.
Yeah, I know. I don't really like it either. I don't like the way even the little thing looks anymore.
No, I like the little camera. I don't know what to tell you, but that's just me. Anyway, regardless, if you are out there, any shows coming up? What's going on?
Right now, we don't have any shows lined up. We're trying to get some. So I just, stay tuned. Like, we're going to get, like we just played a couple shows. We played one at Mrs. Fish. That one was really cool.
Mrs. Fish?
Yeah, it was a burlesque. Like, it was down underground. There's an aquarium. There's a burlesque show. Like, fetish.
I thought you were
going to
say burlesque show.
Burlesque fetish. It was great. Someone ate cake off of a girl's butt.
How come you don't post this stuff on your timeline?
I thought that somebody did it. No? I guess that's my job.
I'm not getting
dirty. Mobby. Sorry.
Hey, if you're looking for a social media person out there, hey, drop me a line. Give me a call. Christopher Floyd at KitchenSinkRadio.com.
I'm trying to get on. I'm getting on it. I'm really going to do it.
Okay.
I'm really going to do it.
Connor, I want to thank you ever so much for making the drive, getting behind the wheel, and steering that baby on down here. How was traffic today?
It was manageable.
It was manageable, but it was heavy.
It wasn't great.
I'm just going to shut up. I am so going to shut up. Thank you. And I mean this. Darren, if you're out there, otherwise there's nobody covering your shift, right?
Darren,
he's
working.
Darren, thank you for everything, for getting back to me, and it's turned out rather well because boy, we were butting heads like nobody's business early on.
Is this recorded? Like, can people watch this again, or is it just online?
They will be able to. I have to take it home. I have to edit it, or better yet, I have to stay up here again until they kick me out of the college and do that. We're gonna get on out of here. Come on in here.
Really,
this is Andrea. She's getting ready to come on in here next. I'm Christopher Floyd, your host. You have been listening to the Kitchen dancing. Genevieve Belmar and Connor O'Shea. We'll have some stuff up later on. We'll talk to you later.
No! Bye!